Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Whether you're native to Vermont or if you've moved here, there are a few truths we all hold, such as maple syrup is best 100% pure, and there's no end to the things you can do with that sap. A few Vermonters have even been using it to make spirits. Here to tell us about that is Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savervores section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
How is maple being used in spirits in the state?
Well, it's great for those of us who don't like pancakes, I will say that. It's my dirty little secret. Finally, there's something good to do with maple syrup. So it's being used to distill into spirits, into alcohol, and it's being used to flavor and sweeten other kinds of liquors, rum. And so two ways, what's called distilling, and I've learned rectifying.
Mm. Well, take us to one of those spirit makers who lives in the town that is the birthplace of President Chester A. Arthur, East Fairfield, Vermont.
East Fairfield is in Franklin County, and it's a longtime agriculture county and also a lot of sugaring there. And this is a farm called Elmbrook Farm. It's a beautiful spot. It's a hill farm with this brook running through it, and it's been fixed up, cleaned up by a man named David Howe, who says his favorite thing to do is to putter. And he has 532 acres on which to putter. And there's waterfalls there. There's a sugar bush that dates to the American Revolution. There are cellar holes from defunct farms. And now there's this sugaring operation with a distillery that has copper equipment in it and beautiful hand tools that were used to help build it. And the interior was made from trees that David harvests on his own farm.
Now, how did he get into the distillery business in the first place?
Well, he got into this distillery business because he wanted to farm in Vermont, having been a financier in Europe and Tokyo. And he says there's two kinds of farming, protein and sugar, okay? And he doesn't like the smell of manure. So he went for the sugars. And his initial plan was to make wine, but he felt that he produced a mediocre product. So he decided to tap trees, and he began with buckets, and now there's lines and tubing, and to use the sap to make booze. And he said, I'm a slow learner. It took me 6 or 7 years, but it's quite a product he's made. People really rave about it.
But the vines, the vineyard is still there on his
property. You can see the grapes growing. Yep, there's grapes, there's old arbors, but he's not doing it commercially.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savervores section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing maple spirits, specifically those made by David Howe at Elmbrook Farm in East Fairfield. Sally, tell us about the two different liquors that David produces.
He produces a vodka, which is called Literary Dog, and it is literally named for dogs. He has four dogs that sort of wander the woods with him, and their names are King, Irving, Rowling, and Annie, for Annie Prue. And he makes a brown liquor, which ages for about 3 years, and it's cognac-like, but I sort of thought it tasted a little bit like bourbon. It's hard to classify because it really is maybe its own category. And it's smooth, and it's sort of fiery. It really is delicious. It really is just a treat, would be how I'd say it, describe it.
And what's that one called?
That's called Rail Dog. And David suggests Rail Dog as an after-dinner drink and sort of holding it, warming it in your hand for 20 minutes and sipping it slowly. We had Rail Dog after a long walk in the woods, and it was just a great way to come back. And we sat in this distillery, which is kind of sort of part chemistry lab and part clubhouse, and he poured the Rail Dog out of a beaker. And, you know, I kind of felt like his wife came home from work, and I kind of felt like, you know, busted by your parents when you're hanging out in the afternoon in high school, maybe doing what you shouldn't do. But it was all for work.
Who else is doing something similar as far as spirit production in Vermont?
Well, Vermont Spirits in Queechy distills a vodka called Vermont Gold from maple, and several places use maple to sweeten or flavor other kinds of spirits. One is Dunk's Mill, which has a rum that he makes from organic cane sugar that he sweetens with maple, flavors with maple. And so there's a lot of people making all kinds of liquor in the state, actually.
Well, we've seen an explosion in the state in the microbrewing industry. What's the picture look like for micro distilleries here?
There are now 19 distilleries in Vermont, and the first one of this sort of new wave was Duncan Holliday's, Dunk's Mill in Barnett, and he built that distillery in 1998, and now there are 19. So he's really credited with sort of the rebirth, or even the birth, although I suppose people were making booze. You know, Chester Allen's father was probably making it when he wasn't preaching. Who knows?
And how about dollar-wise? How has that expanded?
Dollar-wise, big expansion. The sales have gone from $533,000 in 2010 to 2013 sales of $1.76 million. So a huge growth. And this, of course, is Vermont's a control state. And so the state of Vermont both licenses these distillers and purchases the product and seems to like to buy Vermont-made spirits.
So looking at your stats, we're looking at an addition of basically a new micro distillery every year for the last 20 years, and a tripling in the amount of sales in just the last 3 or 4 years.
That's right.
What is it about Vermont and micro distilleries? What makes it such a good place for it?
Well, there seems to be – it's part of this general wave, people say, of the local foods movement, as you said, the craft beer movement, and a state that's supporting it. And there's – lots of other kinds of liquor being made here, rum, gin, whiskey, a coffee liqueur. So a lot of variety and I think a lot of imagination.
Sally Pollock writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.